Good morning, you're listening to 4daily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is Dennis Blake, who's the owner of Better Floors and Restoration out in L.A. Dennis, how you doing?
Very good, thank you.
Yeah, it's good to talk to you. I appreciate you spending time with me today. I wanted to talk to you about a mutual friend that we share and a man that we're going to miss a lot, and that's Chris Davis, who was the president and CEO of the World Floor Covering Association, passed away last week on the 22nd. The reason I wanted to talk to you is you're actually the guy who was instrumental in bringing him to the WFCA. But before we get into that, why don't you just tell us real quick a little bit about your background?
Well, I'm in the insurance restoration industry and got into the flooring industry 38 years ago and built up a insurance repair business, specifically gearing in flooring and other restoration work. So we've been doing it now for 38 years, been in the city of Placentia for 32 years. Mm-hmm. And I've been pretty active in the flooring industry. I've been on the WFCA board for 25 years, and I've been on the executive board twice now, and past president and chairman of the board, and past president of the Orange County Floor Covering Association. So I was in it before it was the World Floor Covering. It was the Western Floor Covering Association.
Okay. There was the Western Floor Covering, and then there was the American Floor Covering, and they came together and decided to form the WFCA, and you were the president of the Western Floor Covering, is that right?
Yes, I was the president at the time that we merged, mm-hmm. and then became the chairman of the board of the new association, which was called the World Floor Covering Association.
Right, okay. And so that's the time I really want to talk to you about, because you were part of the search that went out to find somebody that could help you communicate this merger and then eventually take it over, right?
That's correct. Mm-hmm.
And you, I guess, looked at several different resumes and made the decision to hire Chris, right?
That's correct. Well, it wasn't actually me, but it was the board that did it, but I was part of that group.
And when you found Chris, what was it that you liked about him?
Well, we had several people that we felt were qualified. At that particular time, we had started services in 1990, and it became one of the fastest-growing trade shows in the United States and was ranked at the time when we had Chris come on board, the number 7th-ranked trade show in the United States. So having such a great success with that trade show put a terrific burden on staff. And when we were making a change, we had both the executive director of the American Floor Covering Association, Ed Korzak, and at the particular time we had a new leader at the Western Floor Covering, and we decided that Chris, who came from the trade show background, was heavily gifted in that part and had a great track record, would be the man that we wanted because of the fact that he could deal with people in the trade show business much better, and we definitely needed somebody of that quality because of the fact that the trade show was growing in leaps and bounds, and in fact, it was starting to get a little bit out of control. That was our reasoning, I think, for going for him over the other two, was because they knew the industry, but he knew how to run a trade show, and he knew how to make it get better and bigger, and that's why it just kept on growing.
And what a smart move you made. Just to run through a little bit, he was a journalist, studied journalism, got a degree at the University of California, Berkeley. And when you said he had trade show experience, actually, a little bit more elaborate than that, he was instrumental in the 84 Democratic National Convention. He had run tourism organizations in Long Beach, Austin, and Corpus Christi, and had been involved in Super Bowl events, Major League Baseball All-Star Game event. And so he really just kind of knew how to pull things together, didn't he?
Absolutely, and that's what everybody saw. When you're looking for somebody, because of that trade show, we knew it was going, it was on its way, it had made a mark, and we needed somebody that could take over the reins and make it bigger and stronger. And even though he didn't have the background in flooring, he was the type of individual that didn't take long to get up and get going on any particular thing. So we knew we, along with our organization, could help him with that part of it. It was the other part that we really needed the assistance, and he had all the qualifications and worked out just tremendously.
Yeah, he was passionate about the business. Being a journalist, you know, he was somewhat of a historian and a communicator. But, I mean, he also was an event planner and intelligent. One of the things that I've got to point out is that one of the reasons that the WFCA has the clout that it has today is because of his leadership, right?
Absolutely. He was what you would say a fantastic communicator. Mm-hmm. He could communicate on all levels. And once he took over, it didn't take him hardly any time at all to get things organized. And the other good thing is, like you said, he came from a great background and knew a lot of people in that particular industry. Then he drew from that industry to pull in the people to assist us. So within a short period of time, I'd say a couple of years, he had three or four people that he'd worked with before on staff, and they were just great and just kept it going. And so he was a great asset to the organization.
How many times have you heard him say, "Don't get me started"?
Oh, yeah, that was one of his favorite things. He was very good.
He was. Not only were you responsible for bringing him to the WFCA, and kudos for that, but you also became a good friend of his, right?
Absolutely. He and I were good friends, and he would call me up and ask me questions when he didn't have an answer for something, and I would call him up and ask him how to get out of certain situations, and he was always there. He was one that would listen, and he was also entertaining. So he was just the perfect individual to deal with. And he didn't have very many enemies, if any. Everybody seemed to be able to communicate with him, and he was in a position where he had like 20 bosses, so he knew how to deal with it. And like I said before, we were friends, so it went beyond that. I know last year was his 15th year in the organization, so I threw a party for him over at the WFCA office because figured that was the thing. And he had made comments to me, you know, and I had made comments to him about being, you know, in the Hall of Fame, and he laughed because he doesn't know that much about the flooring industry. He just knows how to run a business. And I laughed at him and said, "Hey, you know more than most of us will ever learn."
Right.
You know, he was just a great guy, and he was modest. He didn't want to take all the credit for anything. He always wanted to pass it off to somebody else. So that's the kind of people in your life you like to deal with.
That's exactly right. Let me just ask you this. Later on, he gained some weight, and I guess the doctors told him that he was going to need to lose some weight. So he had some kind of surgery to help him do that, right?
That's correct. He was very diabetic,
yeah.
And he had put on quite a bit of weight. And we all knew that he was not healthy, mm-hmm. So pushed him to do something about it. And the doctor said he needed bypass surgery, so he had that surgery to lose weight. And he lost about well over 100 pounds, and just started looking actually very good before this hit him.
Yeah, that's right. And then what happened was is that they just found out just a week or so ago that he had lung cancer, and by the time he found out, it was
too late. And that was sad because he didn't, you know, since he had lost all that weight, I'm sure he thought that was part of the process because he hadn't been feeling very well for over a year, because when you drop by like 120 pounds, there's a lot of pressure on your body and you know, you're weak and all that stuff. And I took him out for a few rides. I have a 65 Corvette, and he and I took him down to the beach and drove him around, and we had chances to talk. So, you know, he was feeling a little under the weather, but he was getting better. And in fact, at surfaces, he looked really good. Everybody that saw him thought he looked good, started to make that corner, was looking good, and then this jumped up and bit us all. So.
Yeah, he liked cars. He had a 6 Series BMW, didn't he?
Yes, he did. After he was riding around in my bed, he called me up the next day and says, "Hey, I've been looking online. I think I might get one." I said, "Well, before you buy anything, buddy, you talk to me." But he liked his cars. There's no doubt about it.
Now, he had a daughter who actually was with him around the time he died, right?
Yes. They had come out to visit him to go to Disneyland. Mm-hmm. And so he had the chance, if there's a good point, to be with family, you know, at the time when he needed them most. And that was really, really good that they got to be there, at least to be with him when he was going through his last moment.
Yeah. Okay, Dennis. Well, listen, I really appreciate you sharing with our listeners about a great man that we will miss indeed, Chris Davis. Again, we've been talking to Dennis Blake, who's the owner of Better Floors and Restoration in L.A., and you've been listening to Kemp Haar and FloorDaily.net.